What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Healness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic drugs. Today's episode is going to be about how do narcissists act when their backs are against the walls. Like when all the lies and excuses run out, when the threat of exposure is on the horizon. So yeah, before we hop into this episode, y'all know I gotta shout out the self-love journal on Amazon, Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a self-love journal to help you rebuild that self-love and authenticity before doing after toxic relationship. Available on Amazon. But yeah, y'all, how do narcissistic people react when their backs are against the wall? That's gonna be tough because there's a few different ways that they can react. One way is that when the threat of exposure is high and the narcissistic person has nowhere else to run, nowhere else to hide, they might actually start to become super depressed and retreat within themselves. This is a lot of times when you see narcissistic people, if you're in a relationship with them and they are still trying to avoid accountability, they'll ghost you. They'll give you the silent treatment. They'll stop returning your phone calls. They'll do whatever it takes in that scenario without having to voice anything. They'll just disappear on you. Sometimes they just disappear on you and retreat, hiding, fight or flight. They are flying away. You see what I'm saying? Just in that space right there. Just in that very unique dynamic. Just in that mindset where they have a lot of this type of stuff going on. Like they are going through this. Some of them will just disappear on you. You know, when their backs are against the walls, when they have nothing, like all they're still exposed, quiet, silent treatment. I call this, y'all know, if you've been following me for any time period, I call it the silent treatment, silent rage, because they're super angry at you. They're super distraught. Like I said, they're so angry that they remove their voices. They remove the communication. So when their backs are against the wall, some of them cower. Some of them retreat within themselves. Some of them retreat overall and disappear. You know what I mean? When there's nothing left to say or do, they stop saying and start doing. They disappear. You know, because some of them will absolutely react that way, where they dip out on you when their backs are against the wall. Another thing that they will do is sometimes when their backs against the wall, just like in a boxing ring, they come out swinging. You know, they react. They have these huge, wild reactions. You know, to whatever they're being accused of, whatever they're being held accountable for, whatever it is in that space, they have these huge reactions. They do this stuff. They do this huge stuff to mess with you. You know what I mean? They do these things to terrorize you and to mess with your mind and stuff like that and to scare you. Yeah, some of them will come out swinging. This is where the other form of narcissistic toxic rage comes into play. Some of them will absolutely lose their goddamn minds and start yelling and screaming because this is all they have left. When their backs are against the wall, this is all that they have left in this situation right here, in this scenario right here. The only thing that they can do is to try to embarrass you or try to hurt you or try to harm you or something along those lines. That's all they got. What else can they do in this situation? There's nothing else that they can do. So if this is all I have, this is all I got, then I'm going to do this right here. You see what I'm saying? If this is all I can do, then I'm going to do this. They're going to rage on you. They're going to yell and scream at you. They're going to inflate their chest like a damn puffer fish. You know what I'm saying? Puffer fishes, when you try to touch a puffer fish, they just blow up. That's what a lot of narcissistic people do. They just inhale a lot of air, blow up, puff. They turn into a little puffer narcissist, little puffer narc, little puffer narc. They turn into that right there. They're just yelling and screaming, swinging their arms everywhere like a child. Like when their backs are against the wall. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes people, when I say backs against the wall, some people will consider that rock bottom. Everybody reacts to rock bottom differently. Everybody reacts when their backs are against the wall differently. Like when they've lost everything, their backs, like I said, they could rage out on you, you know? They could rage out on you. And I think a lot of people think that when you hit rock bottom, like that's when change happens. So for me, when my back was totally against the wall, there's nobody else around me to blame and stuff like that. That mitigated, that prompted me to continue to work on myself. That prompted me to go to therapy and to try to understand what was going on inside of my head. That prompted me to do this stuff right here. It prompted me. You see what I'm saying? It didn't make me change. It didn't make me do anything like that. It just prompted me to go to therapy. Therapy is not a guarantee for change for anybody, y'all. Therapy does not guarantee any type of change. It just doesn't. Therapy is therapy. That's how I describe it. Therapy is therapy. Therapy is what you make of it. You know, that's how it goes in that space right there. So some narcissistic people, when their back's against the wall, this is when the highest possibility of change happens sometimes when their back's against the wall. I said the possibility of change. I didn't say guaranteed change or working on themselves to try to be better. I said the possibility exists right here. If there's a less than 1% chance without them hitting rock bottom, I might say there's a 1% chance when they do hit rock bottom or when their back is completely against the wall, when you're holding them accountable, when you decide to leave, when you decide to break up with them, when you decide to call off the wedding, when you decide to move out of the house, when you decide to pack up and leave your stuff. You see what I'm saying? When you decide to take the kids and disappear, when you decide to go on a run, when their backs are against the wall. So like I said, if it was less than 1%, it might be a 1% right here. Because even the narcissistic people that I know that have hit this, they had their backs against the wall. They had their backs against the wall, that did all this other stuff. They had their back. Not only did they have their backs against the wall, like, they had nothing left to lose. So, you know, they had nothing left to lose in that space. So then they still didn't change. Some of them might have went to therapy. Some of them have gotten worse. Yeah, some of these people have absolutely gotten worse. When their backs are against the wall, they start playing the blame game. When they hit rock bottom, even at the bottom of this chasm that they've fallen into, even at the bottom of this crevasse that they've fallen into, when their backs are completely against the wall, there's nobody else to blame. You know, there's nothing, nobody else to blame. Some of them will still find ways to blame other people. And I know that sounds crazy as hell, because sometimes it is crazy, y'all. No matter what, they still find a way to point the finger at somebody else and to lay the blame at somebody else's feet, as opposed to taking it in and internalizing it and just be like, damn, you know what? This one's on me. You know, they still find a way to blame somebody. If it's not the parents, it's the siblings or the boss at work. It's the spouse, the husband, wife, the fiance, boyfriend, girlfriend. Anyway, it's somebody else. It's my employees. It's my boss. It's the devil. It's always going to be the devil. Yeah. Some people will blame God, you know, but it's always going to be somebody else's fault, even when their backs are completely pinned against the wall. Their backs are against the wall and they've been thrown to the bottom of the crevasse, they still will find ways to blame other people. Yeah, some people are beyond help. Some people don't want to be helped. A lot of them, of course, they have to want to do it themselves, but a lot of them don't want that. A lot of them are happy being who they are. A lot of them are content with living the life that they are living. A lot of them enjoy living their life this way because it gives them a sense of purpose. It gives them the sense of purpose to be able to do that. So a lot of them like living like this. And I know that blows some people's mind because you can't imagine living like that. But some people do, y'all. Some people like living like this. This is the way that some people live. You know, I know some people are just like, man, that's crazy, man. That is wild. People think that. Well, yes, it is a wild mindset to have. It absolutely is. You know, so that's why I just tell people, like, narcissistic people, just because they hit rock bottom or their back's against the wall, doesn't mean that they're going to change. Sometimes they'll still blame you. Sometimes they get angry. Sometimes they get aggressive. When their backs are against the wall in this relationship, it means there's another relationship. They leave you. They go find somebody else when they don't feel like their back is against the wall. They go find a new job, but they don't feel like their back is against the wall. They find a new family. They transplant themselves into somebody else's family. You see what I'm saying? If they have a wife and kids over here, they'll go find somebody. They'll find another wife that already has kids. They just already have a ready-made family or husband and kids. You know, y'all know women can be narcissists as well, y'all. We are all inclusive toxicity over here. You see what I'm saying? That's what it happens. Like I said, narcissistic people do that. Like, some people just retreat. They run. Very rarely, even when their backs are against the wall, will they just be like, hey, you know what? This is on me. I got to make the changes necessary for you to feel healthy, for you to feel safe. This right here is on me, honey, and I'm going to do better. You know, that right there, very rarely do you even hear, would you ever hear something like that come out the mouth of a narcissistic person? Very rarely will you hear that. You know, and I know people are just like, well, Lee, damn it. What does it get to change them? Yeah, sometimes even leaving doesn't change them. Sometimes they want you to leave. Sometimes if you leave, you just open the door for them to invite somebody else in to take your place. Yeah, you know, and I tell people that, right, they'll be like, oh, hell no, man. I don't want nobody to take my place. So you stay in an abusive relationship because you don't want somebody else to take your place, and maybe they treat them better. You see what I'm saying? That's the space that a lot of people fall into right there, y'all. That's absolutely the space that a lot of narcissistic people fall into. So you have to be safe. You have to be as safe and as strong as you possibly can, y'all. But I'm just telling you, this is the mindset of a lot of narcissists. This is the way it works, y'all. It absolutely is. Like, when their back's against the wall, they might get a silent treatment. They might retreat. They might find somebody else. They very rarely will go to therapy and make any kind of changes. But like I said, rock bottom doesn't affect everybody the same way. Some people don't have a rock bottom. And those that do, it's sad, y'all. It really, really is sad. But I'm going to cut this thing short, y'all. If y'all haven't already, make sure you join my newsletter. My kids' book is absolutely complete now. I got the final design in. It will be out here soon. I'm going to drop the date on the newsletter today. So sign up for the newsletter. The link is in the description of every video and podcast that I do. The kids' book is called Remember, It's Not Your Fault. It's designed to help kids understand that your circumstances that you were raised in were not your fault. You don't get to pick your circumstances. You don't get to choose, you know, who you were born to. You don't get to choose your parents. You know what I mean? But anyways, y'all. Like and subscribe. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thanks for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, check out joining the channel memberships for behind-the-scenes perks, priority responses to the comments, and a few other things. Link in the description of every single video I do. Thank you so much.